You wrote a column for the paper this week, writing that a mob mentality of panic isn't helping with very real fears of coronavirus. Would you share with our listeners some of the ideas that you printed in the paper this week?
Well, more so than anything, just how do we change our mentality about this situation, that there is a lot to fear, and that we're making the fear worse. So a couple of ideas that I just mentioned is, if you're going to go to the store, you'll fight the urge to buy everything, even if others are doing it. I think this all started off with my wife going to Costco and just getting overwhelmed by the panic of other people. And so if we can focus in on that and not trying to buy out the store every time we go, I think that will help ease some of that fear. Trying to be considerate of each other in public. At this point, we're not around each other that often, so we might as well make it pleasant. I think a big one, this is a hard one, is to take this one day at a time. The part of the problem we're facing right now is the time frames on this keep changing, and the messaging we're getting on it keeps changing. The truth is, we don't know how long this is going to last, and that's going to create its own fears, and people's jobs and livelihoods are at stake. And so that fear is very real, but we can't control the future, but our fear can control and overwhelm us. So I think it's really important that when you're feeling overwhelmed, to just focus on today. You want to stay connected. I'm an introvert at heart. I've kind of joked a little bit that what some people are calling social distancing is a lifelong dream come true. But I think it's important that can we do things. So, for example, our kids are, on an almost daily basis, we've created time for them to FaceTime. And at the Post Independent office, every day, people are welcome to join us on a half hour social where we just kind of, just let our, connect with each other since we're not in the office together anymore. And I've talked with my wife too, can we set things up with her so she can connect with her friends? That connection is super important. Practicing gratitude, I can't stress this enough. In times of distress, it's always good to remember what we're grateful for. And, this has been hard, but I'm also really grateful for the fact that twice a day my kids come in and show me the Legos they've created. And just a reminder about how awesome it is to see them. And I think finding a North Star is really important, whether that's an individual or as a business, just remembering why you're doing what you're doing and they can get through it. At the end of the day, the biggest thing we can do is stay healthy by working out physically and mentally. It's really easy when you're stuck at home to just not change your clothes or not work out. And we just got to do those things to make sure we're doing it. So there's a couple ideas that I threw out. I know there's a ton more, but we just got to really be focused in on how we can get through this. Not knowing how long this is going to last.
That's Jerry Rahal, publisher of the Post Independent and former president of the Colorado Press Association, joining me live by phone this afternoon. You write about trying to find the balance between too much COVID-19 coverage and not enough. At the end of the day, we need newspapers now more than ever. Can you talk about the precautions that you and your staff are taking at the office in Glenwood Springs?
Yeah, we made the decision to shut our office down and everyone work from home. And we just feel like the vast majority of us are able to do that and not have too big of an impact. We have to be very intentional about communication with each other. Webinars are amazing tools at this point. But that was a big point, is that we want people to be safe with our staff. We felt it was important that we let people know about that and try to encourage other businesses to do it as well, that we can do this and we can operate effectively. And there's some challenges with that. It's not easy working from home at times, and different team members have different challenges with that, but we're making it work.
And how about the way that access to the news has changed at the Post Independent in light of COVID-19?
Yeah, we made a decision to twofold. We know our online readership is surging. We're double, triple, or more on our website every day right now. We know people are at home, and so we know that that's one way to do it. But we also have a really high demand for our newspapers and print still. We didn't know which businesses are open or closed at this point, so we ended up dropping some business drops initially. The other big thing is that we did put some of our racks, we've tried to move a bunch of our papers into just key racks and then remove the door off of those racks. So people, they want to grab it, they're not having to open stuff up, like trying to potentially minimize the amount of touching people have to do on different devices. So the papers are still out there. We are re-upping. You know, we definitively heard from some of our businesses that were like, no, we want the paper. And so we're restarting that. But the other big thing we did is we made our e-edition free. Last year, about a year ago, we moved our e-edition to a paid. We do know, based off of our metrics, that predominantly people who read the e-edition on a regular basis tend to be in a group of people who are susceptible to this. And so we just wanted to, if they want to stay at home and read the paper at like it is in print, we want to give them an opportunity and, you know, revenue be damned. We just want to make sure that people are safe. And get the, you know, getting the news out is more important at this point than, you know, a subscription.
Yeah, and I mean, the PI has been reporting in Garfield County for more than a century. Do you know in the paper's history if you've ever had to close the office like this or if you've ever had to not print the paper in the past?
That I'm aware of, we have produced consecutively for over a century. And I'm very proud of that history, and I'm very proud of our team right now. Like this, they're putting in a ton of hours and working under difficult conditions to get the information out. And I mean, that's kind of what we do. Like what newspapers, every newspaper I've been at has really been focused on, you know, regardless of what happens, we're going to get the news out.
And let's talk about restaurants and other local businesses. KD&K and the Post Independent have been trying to support folks at KD&K. We've reached out one by one to every single existing underwriter, or at least attempted to, and are running a lot of updated information, like you heard me mention just a few minutes ago, Independence Run and Hike, allowing up to 5 customers in the store at a time, but also doing deliveries and all kinds of other adaptations. How about what the PI has done so far and what you've got planned?
Well, we have put together a list of restaurants and whatnot, but we met with the Chamber of Commerce in Glenwood this morning, and we're going to be partnering with them and linking to theirs as well, because they are going across the county as well, and we just felt like that'd be a good partnership. We both have a vested interest in seeing our businesses succeed. And then we are running, you know, trying to get that information in the paper. If people want to let us know what's going on, we're getting it in the paper as well. And then next week, next Wednesday at 1:30, we're going to be doing a webinar for businesses where they can just come in and, you know, we want to hear what their challenges are and what are ways that we can help them during this time frame and hear what they're facing and maybe even create some connection between them and see if there's ways that they can help each other. We're all in this together right now, whether it's, you know, the businesses or the individuals. Like, we need to figure out how we can get through this uncertain issue through this uncertain time frame.
Yeah, and it seems like a lot of restaurants are trying to come up with more curbside and even deliver. A lot of restaurants that don't traditionally deliver are doing delivery right now, so there are options there. And I've seen a lot of stuff on Facebook around sharing when deliveries are being made to the grocery stores themselves. One other subject I think we should touch on real briefly, and I forgot to mention this, Jerry, when I asked you to do this interview, so I don't mean to surprise you with this, but Colorado press groups are asking the governor for essential status as emergency personnel. I mentioned that you're the former president of the Colorado Press Association. On Monday, the CPA and the Colorado Freedom of Information Coalition, which KD&K is a member of, sent a joint letter to Governor Jared Polis seeking assurances that news operations will continue to be considered an essential part of emergency personnel during the state of emergency. Is there anything you can, any light you can shed on that topic?
Well, I mean, we do very much view what we do as a public service. We know that people need news, regardless of if they think it's fake or not. We know that people need to be informed, and the best way for us to do that is to ensure that we're getting out there. I mean, at the end of the day, we are part of the First Amendment, and that we are a check and balance to that. And so, yeah, it's essential. Like, it, you know, our founding fathers thought what we did was so important. They put us up there with freedom of speech and freedom of religion. And we have a very important role to play And we take that very seriously. And so we, you know, otherwise what would happen? We would have a state-run media. And so that would not be good, in my opinion, if we had a state-run media. We need to be able to get the information out, and we also need to be able to ask tough questions to those in power.
Amen. Yeah, folks, you're listening to a live interview with the publisher of the Glenwood Springs Post-Independent, Jerry Rahal, and he's a longtime journalist and, like I said, former president of the Colorado Press Association. I know broadcasters and traditional print media as well as online outlets are all going to be watching this issue closely. There has not been a shelter-in-place order made in the state of Colorado, but if something like that were to occur, the importance for radio, for television, for newspapers, for online news to continue. And it seems like this is something we'll be following here on Booked and on KD&K, and glad to hear your thoughts on that as well, Jerry. And I just want to thank you again for your latest column. Folks, you can, of course, read this stuff at postindependent.com. Really encouraging people not to let mob mentality or panic compromise the preparations that we need to be making and the safety that we need to be thinking about. I just think that that voice of reason is one of the things we look to in the print edition of the Post Independent and online. And I thank you for your leadership right now, Jerry. Thank you so much.
Well, appreciate the time, Gavin. Have a great day.